I believe the ability to fill in the gap elimination adjustment for our schools was a major accomplishment. This year, actually, our leader drew a line in the sand and said that if we can't give the schools back the monies that have been owing to them, then we're not going to pass the budget. So I think giving monies back to our schools is very important. We have kept the Senate at a 2% tax cap since I've been there. Certainly budgets have all been on time. I myself was part of a task force to look at regulations and the onerous regulations that affect businesses in New York to make us more business friendly. So I look at all of those things as major pieces of legislation that have been important. This year, we actually started a five-year phase-in to reduce personal income tax from where it's at now. And within the 5 years, will be the lowest it's been since 1949. And depending on which category you're in for income, it will reduce your personal income tax between 12.5% and 25% upon all of this being implemented.
I did want to speak about Hoosick Falls, an area that you represent, as well as Petersburg, and areas that are having issues with their contaminated water. And you recently presided over the Senate hearings into that issue to determine the cause and to find who's responsible. What are some of the things that you've done for your constituents in Hoosick Falls over the past year?
I have, from the time that we found out there was an issue, we have been working with the mayor and the two supervisors, both in Hoosick and in Petersburg, and the constituents at getting real results, at making sure that people who had personal wells could have a POET system put on their wells so their water would no longer be contaminated. We had looked at the Berlin School, for example, where the state wasn't going to look at a filtration system because the parts per trillion are only at 10, but yet our children go to school there, and we pushed to make sure that that occurred, and they're in the process now of looking at filtration systems for Berlin, and at a minimum have put separate drinking fountains for the children, as well as different water in the kitchens. We have looked at studies that the town has needed, and we're very successful in getting monies for studies for water, continuation of changes to the water system. We had done just so many things for moving this very serious situation forward and getting results for people who live there. At this point, I have put in one piece of legislation for biomonitoring and biomedical, and we have two other pieces of legislation that we are working on. I also sent letters to Kirsten Gillibrand and to, as a copy, to Senator Schumer and to our congresspeople, and actually was the first one who sent a letter relative to the unregulated chemicals, that we shouldn't be looking at chemicals and only water systems with 10,000 or more people, but we should be looking at them for these small communities so that something like this can never happen again. You know, in the forefront of what I have been doing is to help the people in the community that I represent.
Your opponent in the race, Democrat Sean Francis, has criticized you in saying that you have not acted aggressively enough in the response to the Hoosick Falls crisis. What's your response to that criticism?
I've been very aggressive. I have had meetings in the governor's office. I've worked bipartisanly with the supervisors, with the mayor, with the governor's office, with DEC, with DOH. I have helped in every way that I could possibly advocate for the people of Hoosick Falls. In contrast, my opponent has put up a sign that thought you know, he was going to help himself instead of the people that he represents. And a real problem with what he's done is it's now made people not want to stop in Hoosick Falls and patron the businesses. So, you know, everything I've done is to help the people that I represent. I've acted very aggressively. You can speak with the mayor. You can speak with both supervisors. They'll tell you the one constant person who has been there for them from the very beginning is myself.